website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me just simply say this. There's some days that we have some issues that it's obvious that multitudes would rather not hear about or know about or question or comment on. I pray that even on those occasions that you would ask your question. I believe that each and every one of us should be involved in the broadcast today. I believe that every listener, if our time would allow, should call in, put in your 2 cents worth, and answer some questions for us. Very serious issue today. We're talking about the great falling away. There's a theological term. It's called apostasy. The falling away from the church. The falling away from the faith. Perhaps you recall, it hasn't been but a couple of 2 or 3 years ago now, when the federal government decided that the churches were simply not essential. Everything that was essential, i.e., massage parlors, liquor stores, big box stores, were all essential. But the church was considered non-essential. Therefore, state after state after state across America, tin-horn dictators prosecuted and persecuted churches, pastors, and Christians for opening your church doors. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that was the key that unlocked the door for the rapid falling away in the church today. We're going to talk about the great falling away. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. Found in Hebrews 10:25, we read in part these words, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." We find in the scripture that on the first day of the week, that is on Sunday, the Lord's Day, was the day that God set aside, the resurrection Sunday, the Lord's Day, for us to worship in the house of God, assembling ourselves together. This is God's mandate, by the way, for every believer, to join with other believers in worshiping in the worship service in the local New Testament church. But that has simply gone by the wayside, it appears, in the era in which we're living. The scripture warns that that'll take place. We're going to be asking the question today, what are some of the reasons that you give or that others are giving for not worshiping, for not going to church, for not being in the church? We want to hear those answers that you have, those questions that you have, and see if we can join together in an agreement what the Word of God says. I've got Pastor Davis with me today. In just a moment, we're going to be joining in the dialogue and discussion about this very serious issue, inviting your telephone calls. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Immediately after the brief monologue, our lines will be open. You'll be invited to make your telephone call. Jump in with the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is God's Word, the Bible. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God makes a declaratory statement, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, according to Psalms 117, verse 2, that endures forever. It never fades. It never fails. It never goes away. It is the truth book. I commend it to you each and every day on this broadcast. One of the problems that we're finding, if I can tie a little problem to the statement, is that in the society we're living in today, there's a denial, a rejection, a refusal to hear the truth. Multitudes today will hear this broadcast, will agree with some of what is said. Others will disagree with some of what is said. But it doesn't change the truth. It was the secularist George Orwell and his dystopian novel that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that precisely taking place today. But let me remind you, it's the church. It is the church that has the truth. Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, made such a profound statement. He said, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know why we see things going awry in D.C., if you want to know why we have the liar tellers that's in control of the ship out of Washington, if you please, it's because the death of truth, and the death of truth is because of that which is found in the church being cast aside. Jim DeMint said, "If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity." We're talking about that today. The great falling away. The falling away from Bible-based Christianity. The falling away from the truth of the Word of God. The falling away from the commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, to honor Him in worship. I want you to be pondering. I want you to be pondering, considering. Are you regular in church? Do you worship on the Lord's Day? Now, I'm not talking about if you're sick, dead, or dying, but there's so many people today that will sit in the sunshine of the rain for 3, 4, 5-hour Jaguars game and not have any problem with it, but yet cannot find it comfortable or convenient to sit for 1-hour worship service on a Sunday. Have you ever done that? If you say you haven't, I think the next study we need to do is on lying. I think we need to understand the truth of what is happening. We need to go back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge to you each and every day. Love the truth, live it, tell it, defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer your question about the hurricane preparedness equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of St. Augustine Road and I-295. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a identification, an identifier. 165-foot flagpole, flag, Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7 at the campus. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds and maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. I believe Terry's on the line. Terry, go with the question or comment, please.
Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Well, this Kevin.
Yes. Hope you're having a blessed day and a blessed weekend. I just wanted to ask a question about rhinos in the Senate and in the House. Okay, you're going after
Kenneth, turn your radio down. It's echoing in the background.
I turned it off.
Wait a minute, I gotta take it off. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you a whole lot better. Yes, sir.
Okay. About the rhinos, like the Word of God says, put your trust in no man. That's true. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. And they're going after Joe Biden. They're not saying anything about there? Hunter Biden. About his son, not his family, what they've been doing and destroying this country, letting people over here. And I think it's one state that I know of right now that's going to let illegals be police. And that is sick. And giving them permits to work, Social Security. And, I mean, we worked all our lives for this. And I noticed they cut my food stamps down because I'm almost 70 years old. They cut the food stamps down, the Social Security down, because they have to try to take care of these people that are coming over illegally. And they're talking about raising the budget. It's going to be like monopoly money in a minute.
Well, Kenneth, if I could jump in for a moment, it is, in fact, monopoly money today. They continue to print the money. The dollar's worth about, true value of the dollar today is about 17 cents. 17 cents is the real value of the dollar. But one of the things, if I can kind of cut to the foundation, what we're seeing in Washington, what we're seeing with the political leaders and the fiasco that's taking place there, and that which is unbiblical, unholy, and ungodly that's taking place, is as a direct result of what we're talking about today, the great falling away, the apostasy of the church. You can say yay or nay. You can say yes or no. But do you know people today that refuse to go to church? Do you know people today that say they're saved, that they're Christians, and yet rarely, if ever, set foot in the door of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know people today, or have you heard of any, or have you met any, perhaps you have some in your family, that say that they're saved, they never tithe, they never give any tithes or offerings to the local church, perhaps they're visiting 3, 4, 5 churches simultaneously, but never landing in a church and placing their fellowship and membership there so that they can be responsible for their worship of God. And as we see this implosion taking place in our churches, we're seeing the evidence of that with the immoral, ungodly, unholy things taking place in Washington and in the leadership of our nation. So it's all part and parcel of what we see with the falling away, the apostasy. So one of the things that you're saying is that we have major problems in Washington. We do. Well, I talk about that many, 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 many times. We have major, major moral, ethical issues that's coming out of the Oval Office in Washington. And it's we, the people, we're the recipients of some of these things that, as Tony Perkins says, destroying the faith, the family, and the freedom in America. We're finding that every day. But I believe the underlying problem, Kenneth, the underlying fundamental foundational problem is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the implosion of the church, the falling away, the apostasy that's taking place today. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. It surely does. It surely does. And I love to listen to you. When I come home from work, I think you come on around 9 o'clock when
right.
I get heading home from work, and you on my radio when I'm riding down the road. And like you were saying, but you got so many churches now do not speak about the I call them the alphabet people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I love, you know, you have to love your enemies, but they're not my enemies, but they're trying to be our enemies.
Well, we need to love them. We need to love them, but we need to love them, but we don't need to embrace them. We need to love them,
right.
but we don't need to celebrate them. There's a vast difference.
Right. Because I remember back, I used to work in Orlando. And Disney, they used to have a gay pride day. Then it turned into a week. Now it turned into a month celebration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people that really, I mean, I used to love Walt Disney. You know, he used to be on TV.
Yeah.
I think he turned over his grave.
Absolutely.
I believe he is.
Well, one of the things we're finding, Kenneth, that goes back to, let me say this in closing, that one of the things we're finding is these things are being promulgated and pushed today. And if the church were the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, as God's called us to be, these things could not, would not have fundamental breathing room in society to be promulgated and to grow and to thrive as they are today. It goes back to the need today for the Christian, the one that says, I'm saved, to, if you please, check up, see if you be in the faith, as the scripture says. It requires the Christian to be found faithful in submission and surrender of our lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. You're spot on. Keep on praying. Keep looking up.
And as you
tune in and hear me preach, pray, the best thing you can do is pray for me each and every day.
Yes, sir. And thank you for being on the air and standing up for our constitutional rights.
Amen.
And our Christian rights.
Amen. Thank you, Kenneth.
Okay, young
thank
brother
you
David,
so much.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Pastor Davis, before we take our next caller, what are your thoughts? What would you add to what was said? What do you see today in relationship to the falling away and the apostasy that the Bible calls it? What's happening to the church?
Well, first, Dr. Youngblood, let me say thank you so much for inviting me here again on today. I want to say good morning to all my family and friends that are listening on today. Thank God for all of you, and we love you so much. To my bride of 38 years, amen, love you so much, amen. I just want to address the situation by saying, just like the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Dr. Youngblood, apostasy has been around for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the fall in the garden of Adam and Eve, that is where apostasy really started, or when they renounced God. In other words, when they chose to go the other direction, away from God, and fell into sin, apostasy, the seed for apostasy, was planted on that very same day.
That's right, the seed for it, right. Go ahead.
And then when we go down through the history of Israel, after God brought them forth out of Egypt, all they ever did was kept falling away from God, going after false gods, worshiping the false gods of the people who were around them, instead of being the covenant people with a covenant God, and not receiving the promises that he promised that they could have according to the covenant. This is where the problem continued until today's time, 21st century. And we were talking about that before we came on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been around, but now they are coming out of the closet.
Yes.
And so many are trying to use excuses that I don't want to hear, mm-hmm. that I don't agree with, because excuses were nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When he died on the cross,
amen.
That ends the excuses for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Even right now in the 21st century, let's say our mothers and fathers, maybe our grandmothers and grandfathers, were on the illiterate side because of the day and time that they were living in.
That's right.
But God blessed them according to the knowledge that they had of them.
Amen.
And truly, I can say, I wish I was living back in that time, because they were more committed to God than what the church is in this 21st century day right now.
Absolutely.
So, getting to the point of apostasy, when we look at the word, the way it's defined in the dictionary, it says a conscious renunciation
mm-hmm.
of a political or religious belief.
Yes.
Now, look at it now. It fits both sides of the spectrum. It can be a renunciation on the political side of a belief, but most of all, we're talking about the Christian side,
That's
the
right.
religious side
That's
on
right.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're supposed to set the bar for the rest of the world
That's right.
as Christians.
Absolutely.
The world is supposed to be following us, not us following the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, we have compromised to such a way that where the very core tenets of religion or Christianity, as we are teaching them coming from the Bible, certain wolves in sheep's clothing that supposed to be pastors
mm-hmm.
that don't have the best interests in mind for the congregation, nor any reverence mm-hmm. and direct connection to God, have now watered the word down, and the people are living in such a degenerate state until I'm wondering if it's not Katie by the door.
That's right.
Because it's really critical.
Word.
And it makes you sick to the stomach when you're used to seeing the former glory of God, the way that the Old Testament saints did, when they saw this new generation coming along, and they were coming and they were singing and saying, oh, what a great day that we're living in now. And the older people were looking at what they were doing, and they started weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same glory, the way that God manifested himself to them back in the older time, was not being seen in that particular day and time.
Right.
So there it is. Apostasy continues today. And the only way that we can combat that is to stand on the word of God like you and I are doing right now today.
Amen. In fact, Pastor, I'm looking at a headline on the term apostasy. What does the word apostasy mean biblically? And is it relevant today? This writer says, the biblical teaching about apostasy means a falling away. As the Apostle Paul described at the church at Thessalonica, this condition affected every area of life. The word is so strong, the word is so emphatic, that it suggests a complete breakdown of morals, ethics, and spirituality. Paul, in his day, wrote, as he was writing to the believers at Thessalonica, in chapter 2 and verse 3, he used the same word again, the falling away. In latter times, some will depart from the faith, he said in 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. And then in 1 Timothy 4, 3 and 4, he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, that sound teaching, and will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside unto fables, myths, mythology. The article says here, a word picture of the world today. There's so many who say they believe in Jesus Christ, but do not live according to his word. The Bible says that they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Amen.
End
Amen.
Quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the great falling away, the apostasy. And this writer says, out of the biblical dictionary, and it's very clear, suggests a complete breakdown of morals, ethics, and spirituality. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood and Pastor Davis. This is Terry. And I want to thank you so much for having this broadcast this morning on this topic. And there's a lot of us that are in the church with positions that are in that position, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The falling away. And it's weakening the church. And it's making it feeble. And being a part of that, I only know that it's the grace of God and his mercy from where he brought me from, that each morning that I wake up, I am so thankful because I pray that in a weakened state, I feel like an evangelist with a broken wing, but that wing can send me straight to hell. And trying to work my way back, I have to let go and let God. But if a person really think about the crucifixion and where God has brought them from, and in this time right now, if any time, I pray that someone comes to them and they'll say, too, what must I do to be saved? Because the apostasy is in the church.
Oh, yes.
And I have seen even my, well, the pastor, that when I gave a love offering, he didn't even wait for it really to go in the offering. He was putting it in his wallet when he was going back to the pulpit. And but if I tell you, I get truth from this channel.
Well, I'm thankful that you do, and that's the purpose of it, is so that it can be edifying, educational, inspirational, and a blessing to our listeners.
Yes.
So I'm thankful.
It has really blessed me, and Kenny and I have been married for 1 year now, and it has helped our marriage, because the only thing that will bring us back is the word of God, and that
Amen.
Is true.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And if I ever come to your mind, just keep us in prayer, please.
Will do.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much for
Amen.
Sharing that testimony
You're
for
welcome.
Us. God bless you and
Thank
keep
you.
Looking up.
Thank
Ladies and
you.
Gentlemen, we're
Thank
talking you. About a subject today, the great falling away. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you see a falling away in your church? The church that you attend each and every week, have you seen a diminishing of the number of attendees? Are you witnessing a diminishing of truth from the pulpit? Are you witnessing that which the scripture calls the great apostasy, the falling away? I'm looking at another biblical dictionary definition. Apostasy, as defined, is a total desertion of one's professed principles, a desertion of faith. So the question is, what causes it? Specifically, what causes an individual to desert his or her faith? Specifically, what brings it about? The article states in that definition, how does this happen? Or how can a Christian who has obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, enjoyed the purity and simplicity of the New Testament worship, leave such purity for man-made worship and vain practices which perish with the using? And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is today, the issue today, the great falling away, the great apostasy. We're living in a fast-paced world. We're living in a society today where multitudes have multitudes of reasons why they cannot attend church. Part and parcel, Pastor Davis, I believe, is that we have so many today that are false teachers in the churches that are teaching false theology and false doctrine, as Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8, 7, 8, and 9 talked about. It is teaching another, a different
Amen.
Gospel,
Amen.
Not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. Perhaps you've seen churches. Perhaps you've been in churches. Perhaps you're in a church where the pastor will preach that hell is not a real place. Some will preach and teach today that Jesus Christ is not 100% God, that he's not divine at all. In fact, the Pope a year and a half ago said Jesus Christ is not divine at all. Some are teaching that God does not condemn the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Some teach that drinking alcoholic beverages is simply okay. Others are teaching that you can be saved by taking a wafer into your mouth and taking on the holiness of Christ. And I could go on and on and on with the false doctrines that's being taught today that causes people to fall away from the faith once delivered to the saints. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news. Right after the top of the hour news, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to come back and continue the thought today, the great falling away.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
This is an SRN News special report, the passing of California senior U.S. Senator. I'm Rich Thomason. Word came this morning of the death of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. First elected to the U.S. Senate in 1992, she went to Capitol Hill after 9 years as San Francisco's mayor. In 1984, then-Mayor Feinstein was interviewed by Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale to be the first female vice presidential candidate. That honor eventually would go to Geraldine Ferraro.
I've had an opportunity now to be the first woman and the first mayor to be asked to go through an interview process. And I view that as a major opening of a door and something that's very important to do.
Facing health issues, including limited mobility, Feinstein announced in February she would not be seeking a sixth term next year. Dianne Feinstein dead at the age of 90. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today with Dr. Glenn Davis, Master Davis, hailing from up in Folkston, Georgia. I'm delighted that he's with me. I'm thankful that we can discuss this very relevant, serious, theological subject today. We're talking about apostasy, the great falling away. Another definition from the theological perspective, from the Greek word apostasia, means a defiance of an established system of authority, a rebellion, an abandonment, a breach of the faith. I don't know if I could have made it any clearer than that definition is given. So the question is, are you in a position where you have abandoned the faith?
And then, Dr. Youngblood, let me throw this in there, because, man, that stirred me right there when you read that definition. Can I say that everything you read about that definition is voluntary?
Yes, voluntary decision.
People volunteer. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, not long ago, a few years back, might have been last year, we saw on national television in another country where they lined up Christians on the shore of the beach
mm-hmm.
and chopped their heads off.
That's right. That's right.
But they didn't volunteer mm-hmm. to renunciate their Christianity or their faith.
That's right.
Now, we here in the United States of America, the old USA, good old USA, We live life with so much freedoms that we can still enjoy, and we can walk around with our personal copies of the scripture.
Amen.
And go to our various churches and worship mm-hmm. our God, yet we volunteer to renunciate our faith, and no one is threatening our lives.
No one's doing it.
But the day and time is coming, and that's why we're bringing this message today.
Amen.
Because we might wake up tomorrow and it's happening.
Absolutely. In fact, Pastor, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm looking at Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and when we see what the scripture says about Moses, it says, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He understood.
My, my.
He made a decision. It was a choice. And we have that same choice today. Multitudes are making a choice to renounce the faith, to reject Christ, to reject the worship, to reject the church. And I could just sit here the rest of the day, Pastor, giving a list of the excuses that I have heard for people staying out of church and not worshiping.
Amen.
I believe we have Patrick on the line. Patrick, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Oh, good. Thanks. Hey, so me and my wife haven't gone to church in a while, and it's not that we don't want to. We deeply desire to, but some of the stuff you've been saying kind of struck a chord with me. Is that we're searching for a new church home because we decided that. We've been going to Catholic church for quite a while, and we've decided, well, you know, maybe this isn't the best place to be going anymore, because we really want to go to a church that is very biblically sound. And in our search, it's just getting more and more confusing. Like I have a friend, he does all the old, you know, he still believes that the only way to heaven is through Christ. But yet he's telling me, well, you need to do all the Old Testament stuff too. You know, like, you know, celebrate all the Old Testament celebrations, and you need to abstain from pork, because, you know, it says in the Old Testament, abstain from pork. And all. So the more we've been searching to find a good church home, it's getting more confusing. So,
Patrick, you're exactly right. In fact, if I could jump in for a moment, it reminds me of a statement my bride has said so many times. She said, with so many doctrines, so many teachings, so many things that's being said out there, it is a miracle that anybody gets saved. And she's exactly right. Because you could go to, I'm just going to use example, we got about 1,600 churches and places of worship in Jacksonville. You could go to one every Sunday for the next year and still be, as you've said, only confused more and more. We had an individual family worshiping with us, became members of our church a number of years ago before he was transferred to the military. He said they had been in Jacksonville 5 years, and they had been to church after church after church. He said, we discovered we were looking for the right things in the wrong places. One of the major, major things may not be an error that you have made, but multitudes make the error of wanting to go where the largest crowd is located, where the most entertainment takes place, where the largest bands and the loudest music. That is not necessarily the place where God would have a Christian.
Yeah, and Dr. Youngblood, I couldn't care less about this stuff. I want to be educated in the truth.
Amen. Amen.
And that's one of the reasons why we decided to leave the Catholic Church, because we know the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, period, in a discussion.
Amen.
It's clear. So all the other little traditions and stuff that were going on, we're like, we finally, like, God calling us out of here. But now that we're searching for a really good, biblically sound church, it's getting confusing, and it's tough because we deeply desire to go to church.
Amen. Well, Patrick, you just opened the door wide open for me to make an invitation. Let me do that now. If you're looking for a church where Everything is stripped away except the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, where there's no fanfare, there's no entertainment, there's no trying to appease the world, but simply pleasing God with the Word. We preach expositorially from the pulpit, that is word for word, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book after book, through the Bible. That is biblical preaching. That is what a church is about, is to teach a person what the Word of God says, applying the Word of God in the heart and the life. So the door is wide open. I'm preaching through, and have been for several months now, my 8th, 10th, 12th time through the book of the Revelation. When chapter 9 this Sunday, the first 12 or 14 verses, I think it's first 12 verses in chapter 9 of Revelation. So if you're interested in what the Bible says, not what somebody says, not what Andy Stanley thinks, et cetera, but what does the Bible say, we'd love to have you. Andy Stanley, by the way, and I touched on that because yesterday and today he's having his sodomite escapade where he's embracing all of the sodomites in Atlanta. He's appeasing the LGBTQ and saying it's time the church doors are open to please them, embrace them. That's part of the false teachers that's causing multitudes today to apostatize, to fall away from the church. So I pray that you would accept our invitation. Be delighted to have you. Bible study is at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Worship service is at 10:30. We're small, but we are not designed by the Scripture to appease the world, but to please the Word through preaching of the Word of God. So, Patrick, we'd love to have you. And it's let me commend you for calling. It took a strong faith to be able to take that stand, make those statements, and to seek answers. And so I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for what you have asked, and I pray that God will bless you.
Amen.
Well, thanks, Dr. Thank you, sir. And I, thank and you. I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you for
Amen.
Calling.
Amen. I believe, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I thank God for people just like this brother because he's showing a sincere interest wanting to know the truth.
Absolutely.
The problem right now with our people, and I'm saying our, because I'm speaking about amongst the Christian community, is that they have strayed away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about today.
Right.
They have volunteered, they have learned what the truth is, but for some reason, they have heard another itching ear sermon, and they have seen activities in other areas that are pleasing to the flesh, and they are more attracted to that than they are to the worship of God.
And like Patrick was just saying, it's amazing to me the number of pastors that will be teaching Christians that you've got to live under the law. Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law when he was nailed on Calvary's cross. He was the fulfillment of the law, and we have liberty in Christ today. Not liberty to do as we please, but liberty in Christ. We don't have to worry about whether we eat pork or what. In fact, when the sheet was coming down in the, I believe it's the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and all of the animals in it, Peter said, God said, don't call anything that I've created unclean.
Amen.
Now, I don't like to eat rattlesnake or anything like that, but simply put, we don't need to go back to the Old Testament dietary laws. We don't have to go back to the Old Testament legalism, but the Old Testament is the underpinning for what we have in the New Testament. Jesus, all of Jesus' ministry, he quoted from the Old Testament. So we cannot jettison the Old Testament, but we do not live under the law of the Old Testament.
Amen.
We live under the liberty that we have in Christ.
So in essence, basically all God is commanding, and really in a sense he's asking, Dr. Youngblood, for his followers to do, is after you have learned the truth, live holy and live right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we have Miss McKenzie on the line.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead with your question. Comment, please. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good topic. I think one of the things we have to remember also as far as falling away, the churches are falling away. In the book of, with the nation of Israel, they had fallen, even though they were keeping all the festivals and all the holy days celebrations, they were celebrating Passover when they crucified Jesus. So we can we can be religious and still be in church every week and still have fallen away from what Jesus told us to do.
Pagan.
There is nowhere in the scripture. There is nowhere in the scripture in the New Testament where Jesus or the early church went out getting unchurched people and bringing them into our churches. There's nowhere in the scripture where the word conservative is even mentioned Either you're saved or you're lost. Those are the only two choices.
Amen.
Either
That's
you're
right.
born again or you're not. And what
That's
we've
right.
I've heard so many ministers that connect conservatism with Christianity. And conservatism can also be a description of racism. So we've changed, even regardless of what we stand and say that, well, we're still teaching the complete word of God. We've turned away from it because I've heard it. I've heard men in pulpits embrace and rejoice in lynching. Abortion is wrong. Abortion is taking the life of an innocent child that can't help themselves. So is lynching, and so is murder, and all of this other stuff we fail to talk about. But all of that is wrong. All we
yes.
have to do is go back to the book of Acts and see how the church was birthed. What made a person born again? Baptism. Baptism was done separated. Believers went out and preached the gospel, and people were saved, and then they were brought into the rest of the body of believers. It wasn't
you're on target. Let me put a little footnote on what you're saying. Salvation is placing our faith and trust in Christ and Christ alone. There are no nuances of salvation, either you're saved or lost, just as you said.
Exactly.
One of the major things that I would add as a footnote to what you said, when we talk about conservative Christianity, it is the opposite of what I'm looking at a book right now that the title of the book is Christless Christianity. So how would you discern Christless Christianity? It is Michael Horton, and he's talking about where many churches today, many people today say they're saved, but they're without Christ. That is a going through the motions. It is a Christless Christianity. George Barner has just done a book that's called Unchristian. Franklin Graham calls it progressive Christianity, where you're joining the woke society, the woke culture, and you're leaving Christ out. So the centrality of the gospel of Jesus Christ is saying that we, by faith, place our faith and trust in the finished work on Calvary's cross. All of these other things, we can talk about lynching, we can talk about racism, we can talk about red, yellow, black, or white. None of that is cogent in the thought of Christianity, because God is a God that loves us all, and there's no such thing as race. There's one race, and that's the human race. And if we're in the human race, we have the privilege of saying yes or no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. That is the end of the chapter, end of the story, end of the book. But multitudes today, just as you touched on, in our churches today that's lost, they have never been saved, and yet there's the great falling away. Multitudes that say they're saved say, well, I work too long, I work too hard, I can't go to church on Sunday, I'm tired, I've got to rest. Multitudes are simply trying to circumvent the responsibility and the answerability of being in a local New Testament church. So we need to go back to the basics of what is the church? What's the church for? The church, when it was birthed in Acts chapter 2, they were breaking of bread. They were worshiping together. They were praying together. They were serving the Lord Jesus. They were going out telling others about Christ. The others got saved. They got saved. They were brought into the church. And once they're saved, brought into the church, then they're baptized, because baptism doesn't save anybody. It might wash you and get you clean, but it won't get you clean spiritually. So we need to recognize that there's a need today, if I can say this and let you go, there's a need today for Christians, the real Christians, ones that have said yes to Christ, to be found faithful in the worshiping of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting and surrendering our lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's the answer to it. So thank you so much for your call, though. I am thankful that you're spot on with what you've said. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go with the question and comment, please.
You to see the falling away, and it seems that we've been watching that for decades, clearly, across Europe and across America in the past few decades, with an acceleration and then kind of an exclamation point over the past 3 years, the first two of the COVID, Wu flu, China virus thing. And it seems that you know, that the design on the part of radicals around the world, particularly in America, you know, they were pushing for such a thing, this dismantling of the church, the body of Christ. In their view, I think it was for the power. When I say that, if you look back at our the American Revolution, that American Revolution was born, interestingly, in the church houses and in the saloons. That's where people would get together and talk. That's where communication was had. And look at the places they shut down the church. And I'm, by the way, I'm no defender of bars and saloons and all, but they shut down the churches. They shut down many of the places that you go to communicate like that. And they shut down the biggest source of communication, the biggest source of community in modern day America, the modern day world. The public square was, or is now, social media, things like Facebook. And what did they do with Facebook and Twitter? They squelched all the communication that was against their agenda. If you were doing an expose on COVID, an expose on the Bidens, an expose on hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, an expose on the origins of COVID, anything that did not support their narrative, they literally spent U.S. taxpayer dollars. They used intelligence agencies. They used the FBI and the CIA to crack into these organizations to literally pay them. I need you to squelch this and this and this and this and this. And they picked out the things that you can't talk about and censored them. What about our First Amendment? Did that go completely out the window? Yeah, pretty well. They've for now decades thought your self-declared oligarchs, your self-declared rulers of this universe, but behind in darkened rooms have decided what they think is best for us. That sack of rotting oatmeal, as a commentator calls him there in the White House, he's not running this show. Matter of fact, they regularly mute him. He goes, "Well, I can't talk anymore. I'll get in trouble." He's not running the show. But the people behind the scenes that are running the show, they have this agenda. And that is, you know, their power will not be broken. It will not be upset. That's why right now it seems like all the hounds of hell have been arrayed against Donald Trump, because they know that he will upset their apple cart. By the way, for folks that have someone else on the agenda you want to support, that's fine. But understand, there's nobody else that they seem to be scared of. Otherwise, they'd be on the attack. Mm-hmm. You understand how that works. And as much as all this is kind of upset from a human perspective, you go, this is not fixable. I mean, we've got a debt now that the offline debt, the unfunded liability, is $193 trillion. You know, that's $579,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. If you were born today in America, you were born with that level of debt at the federal level. One out of every $4 spent today within our economy is spent by the federal government, not local, not state, not personal, but our federal government. That's broken. The border's broken. Politics is broken. The courtroom's broken. We don't fix those things, folks. We must continue to be salt and light. We must continue to speak the truth and try to see that those things are remedied. But, folks, time is running out. We're seeing the last sand pour out of that hourglass before our very eyes. And if you're not engaged right now in things that matter for eternity, I've got news for you. You'll wish you had been. You'll wish you had engaged and done the things that really matter. I'm not saying to leave these things off when it comes to the public square, because guess what? You must engage. You must speak truth into the darkened, dying, damned, doomed world. Mm-hmm. But it's not our world. We're just passing through. Don't be so married to this culture. Don't be so married to this world that you're sad to see it go, you know, completely broken and without the ability to get up and go and do the things that are important for the Lord. As much as it seems like things are falling apart in this world, they're falling into place for the return of Jesus Christ. That day is coming soon. Any day, folks, perhaps
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Greg, just a simple question before I let you go. What are some of the, you are in the circle where you hear Christians talking and the excuses for not being in church. What would you say the top three excuses for missing worship service? What are the top three excuses?
I think what I'm saying is probably the number one is we've got something else going on. We've got we've got the little league game. We've got the t-ball practice. We've got the soccer. We've got the camp. We've got the this, that, and the other thing. All the things to keep you busy. And of course, lately, these things just caused me to think of the Roman Empire and how it was so busy with the bread and circuses that it imploded. I think we're going to see the implosion of America and with it a cascading effect around the world. I think the Revelation text kind of points out that kind of a thing. You know, the Babylon the Great has fallen, has fallen. That's kind of what we're watching take place. And people are so so distracted by the world and a million other things. Some are so distracted by politics they can't have. They're so worldly minded. They're no heavenly good. Sorry, and that takes place. But I think the distraction of I need to go and do and the lack of concern for the things that have eternal value. I think that's probably the number one
distraction. I'm looking at a list, Greg, and I'll ask you and then Dr. Davis to respond. Looking at a list of excuses that people have given, one of the things is just got too busy. You touched on that. Another one is got out of the habit. I had a lady just not too long ago that we visited with her and talked about being in church. She said, well, since COVID, I reckon I've just gotten lazy. I just sit and watch it online. So I got out of the habit. Another one is, I've decided I just don't like institutional church anymore. Another excuse, they said they couldn't find a church to meet their needs. That's right, it says, this attitude approaches church with a consumer mentality. We want a church because we want what the church can do for us rather than what we can do in the church. And one put it, I'm just church shopping. And another one says, church hopping without any being feeling of satisfaction. Another excuse, they had not met the needs in my life. We, again, have the general attitude of consumer mentality. Another one says, they never felt connected to the church. Well, I tell people if you don't feel connected to the church, you got to cross the threshold. You got to come. You got to be involved. You've got to listen. You've got to participate. So, Pastor Davis, very quickly, we've got about a minute and a half left. Take part of that time and let Greg wrap up. Based on those excuses that you just heard, what do you find in your church, in your community?
Well, basically, the number one thing, especially since COVID, is COVID. I mean, I don't know why people think church is the only place you can come down with COVID.
You can't get COVID at Walmart.
That's exactly it. I mean, and even your favorite restaurant, you can go to the Outback and sit down and eat a steak, have your chicken wing, do all these different things like that amongst a crowd of people. But you say at the church is the only place you can catch COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to reconsider that because, you know, back in the day and time when I was coming up, the older people used to call that when we are slapped up on coming to our church services and our worship, you are now a backslider.
Yeah.
So that's what we have done. Now, again, getting back to the word backsliding, that's not a new word.
That's right.
That's something that God had to confront Israel with all throughout the whole time that they were out in the wilderness. And even when it came down to the prophets, I'm reading in Jeremiah right now, where Jeremiah said that God called them a backsliding heifer.
That's right. But you got to front slide before you can backslide. You got to be saved before you can backslide.
Amen.
Greg, we got about 30 seconds. Wrap that up. What should we do? How should our listeners respond to such a statement today about falling away from the faith?
Well, this is biblical, folks. This is something that we should expect as the day draws near that the Lord returns. The 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll go after their own lust. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, right, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and turned into fables. That's what we're watching taking place, folks. But as believers, keep the main thing, keep your eyes focused on Jesus, and don't let these things be a distraction for you. Even though it seems like the world's coming apart at the seams, the Lord is coming soon.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Davis, thank you for being with us today.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to